Hoot. 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 Talking Shop is here. One of our favorite guests is back.
I was noticing, I was looking at brother. He's a good looking brother. And I saw something on that forearm and I noticed some new ink. So after the brief introduction, please tell that story again so the listeners can hear it, because what I did pick up was pretty badass. And I think that's even more motivational.
You know, I'm a fourth generation coal miner and fourth generation lifter. And I was taught by my grandfather, who just passed away at 94 years old. So the first gen was Joseph Boone, who's tattooed on my left forearm. His dad died in a coal mine explosion. So my grandfather's dad, Joseph, who's on my arm, died in a coal mine explosion in 1935. Wow. Actually, him and his brother were on the same shift and they both died. So at 9 years old, my grandfather lost his dad and his uncle a week before Christmas. And this is like post Great Depression and, you know, some hard times. And so he was already teaching them how to lift weights back then. And this is something else I'll show you guys when you come here. Our chalk bowl at Old School is actually part of his barbell. So from the late 1800s. And so, you know how they used to have like kind of a cannonball looking thing on each side with lead shot in it. I've got half of one of those and it's opened up and that's our chalk bowl here at Old School.
Oh, that's so badass.
Yeah, man. So it's like, there's just history all over the place. So my guy, Jimmy Blue, did an amazing portrait. I only have two pictures of him. Put a portrait on. And then on the flip side, I've got the trailer that I grew up in and my favorite Abraham Lincoln quote about faith. And so like tied in together, it just really keeps me motivated each day. And, you know, just getting out here, just feel super blessed of the success that we've had, but just still kind of pushing for more. And obviously I'm one of the founders of Max Effort. You guys are my business partners, which I'm so happy to have you guys involved too. And we just really getting started. I mean, it's done really well, as you guys have known, and been great with helping us promote it, but we really just getting started with some of the trade shows opening back up and things. So it's exciting.
Hey, talk about a coal mining explosion before Christmas. I was just bitching and threw my hat down and said, I'm going to fucking kill somebody because my Wi-Fi went out for a second.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about fucking, that's the kind of shit we were doing. Getting mad as fuck before you go on, but like some real shit. It helps you put it into perspective. Like fucking sometimes take a deep breath, relax. Like it's going to be all right, you know?
But it's a reminder, I think, on a regular basis for myself of kind of where my family came from and what I'm pushing to create from a financials, you know, standpoint, just the way we operate and being able to experience the coal mining for 6 months, like I was, to save my money to start, you know, my kind of experience as an entrepreneur and fitness and whatnot, like, you know, 1999, like that was my last real job of W-2 job was being a miner. So being able to experience that though did a lot for me so I could see what my family had to do previous to this. So I feel super blessed to do something I love and, you know, be able to have the internet to be able to grow the business and all these things. So yeah, I try not to lose sight of that.
Yeah. We 1099s are on our own out here. It's fun being a self-made man in a big old world. So you're a big motivation to us and Talking Shop Universe, like we were saying, but you're talking about the trade shows opening back up.
Yes.
We got all kinds of stuff going on, but we are going to see you in person. We just figured that out yesterday at somewhere I've never been. I don't think Machine Gun's ever been.
I sure have.
I'm super. Oh, have you?
Oh yeah.
He's an Ohio guy. He definitely been there.
I got you. Yeah. I've never been to one. I was always on the road or working or whatever, but so it'll be my first time coming to the Arnold Classic. I'm super stoked about it. We're going to be signing autographs for Impact Wrestling. I'm sure there's a massive Max Effort booth there, but that's March 5th and 6th. So we're all going to be under one roof, which I'm super stoked about.
It's going to be fucking electric, boy. I'm pumped. Bro,
I went like in 2003 or something for a day. I remember seeing Ronnie Coleman there, man.
And listen,
he was drinking Aquafinas, right? And like he would pick him up. And I remember I was just kind of staring at him like, because I couldn't help take my eyes. This guy was the most biggest man I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
He'd drink his Aquafina bottle. He just would squeeze it and gulp it. Gone. Next bottle. One after another. And I went, I'm looking at something that's not human.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely, 2003, bro, he wasn't looking human at all. That's a fact.
It was sick, right?
Well, what's crazy about the Arnold Classic, Chad, is with Ohio, is it almost created it as a whole nother, like, fitness part of the, so, you know, you got Venice Beach in LA and you got, but with the Arnold Classic being here, with Westside Barbell being here, with us being here now, like it created like almost like a part of the year that fitness lived here. And so each year I was able to go to that event and kind of like look at my progress in my career and try to meet people and try to get in these magazines and go up. And so like the Arnold Classic was something I could drive to but was really like my indicator of like how I was progressing each year. You know, I mean, it's a huge event. I mean, it's the biggest one in fitness.
So, hey, the last time I went, I wasn't famous. So I can't imagine how you walk around this place. Yeah.
Famous motherfucker now.
We're not going to be able to walk around without being bothered like crazy. But that's what we do. We earned this. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of that, earn it. I'm about to give a car away to somebody that's going to earn it, dude. That's
now what we're talking. Let's talk about these max effort promotions, because the biggest one, EMBA, is coming your way. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we got the I Want Abs 2022. So what that is a transformation contest. Registration is open through February 9th. And first prize, C300 Mercedes-Benz sitting right out here in the warehouse. Second prize is I'm giving my Deep Sea away, which is $20,000 Rolex. And then we're going
biscuits on your arm.
Yep, $10,000 in crypto for number three. And then we got a bunch of Max Effort gift cards and prizes through 10 places. And it really gives people accountability for that period of time. The two requirements are they have to be a member of the app, my app, Corgi Fitness, which they should be anyway, so they can learn right. how to train, diet, take the supplements. It's all laid out for them. And then they have to buy a stack at Max Effort. So it's like in the game with the supplements, they're in the game with the training, with the lunge and learn, the whole nine. We set it all up. All the resources are here and they can actually make, you know, a high quality change in their life. And when people come over here, it's like not just about trying to get abs or whatever. I mean, you want to make a transformation. We're going to teach you how to operate, build confidence. Like that's what we do. So if you're just unhappy with what's going on and you want something different, here's my advice. Don't do the definition of insanity, which is the same thing over and over again to try to get this, you know, a different result. It's not going to fucking change anything. Come force the body to be different. And that's what we do. So I can't wait to send a fucking car to somebody's house.
So I signed up for it. And so for some accountability, I told Christine, like I told my wife, hey, I signed up for Corey's I Want Abs contest. And I explained that the first place gets a Benz, right? And then so I didn't talk to her about it for 2.5 weeks or something. And she saw me eating some cake a couple of days ago for my birthday. She goes, hey, aren't you still trying to get that Mercedes Benz? And I said, fuck, what are you bringing? I thought you didn't even remember me saying it. But that was on one of those cheat spikes, baby.
Accountability, baby.
That accountability is key, though. They need deadlines. They need outline time frames. What I realize is I've been setting these parameters in my life as a fitness professional for all these years, powerlifting meets, bodybuilding shows, whatever, these fitness shoots. So I always had these deadlines of when I had to stand them, you know, just like you guys being on a big pay-per-view, like you can't right. be going there not on your game. And nope. So we have places where we have to be half naked in front of a bunch of people. So we got to get our shit together. But a lot of people don't have those type of things. So they got to put their pictures in. They've got to like get this transformation. And it's like when they're really on a deadline like that and they got a time frame, more accountability, great prizes. It's like you're dangling the carrot just the right amount. So it's helpful for a lot of people.
Is it CoreyGFitness.com, right? Or Corey G, the app? Is that, dude, absolutely recommend this thing. Like you got the greatest diet plan I think that's ever been created.
Anabolic fasting, give you your life back, bro. I followed those meal plans forever, 5-6 meals a day, you know, and you create the fasting protocol, the way that we've put in the cheats and still drinking and all these things are real, the reality for the lifestyle. And look, at the end of the day, most people are like, well, I still want to eat pizza on Tuesday. I still want to drink on Wednesday. You got to have some fucking discipline. You got to create some parameters during the week so then you can get some on the weekend. You know what I mean? So
right.
We try to like put some like realistic things together that people can really live a healthy lifestyle and not be eating out of Tupperware at their family reunion or, you know what I'm saying? Like really,
right.
It was unrealistic back in the day. LG, I'm sure you did all that stuff, right? You remember. Well, so
dude, I'm just sitting here thinking about it. Like we had, I'll be honest with you, Machine Gun and I, we had a hard December. We were on the road. There was a lot of family stuff. There's a lot of shit going on. There's a little too much drinking.
We've had a hard two years.
Well, yes, but that month in particular, and I looked in the mirror and I went, what the fuck, man? I'm 5 days back into anabolic fasting. I'm drinking coffee. I've been drinking a gallon of water a day.
Nice.
And fuck, I feel better in the morning. I'm lasting longer. I'm actually going to bed a little earlier, which is way better. Yep. So like, it's all about reshaping that discipline because sometimes we can all go astray, but I was like, you got to get your shit together, man. You know, contract season's in 6 months. We don't know what we're doing. Go. Like you can't be looking like a fucking slob right now. Plus I want to get laid too. So,
oh yeah, of course. Well, and that's the thing is like, even, I was doing some powerlifting stuff. I let myself creep up to like 213, 215, which is pretty heavy.
I saw that today on the gram, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big difference, man. Back down to 190, heading down to 185. I'm feeling bricked up and ready to fucking get laid too. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck. Yeah. But back on that hundred ab wheel too, man, there's something to that. Doing that 100 ab wheel. And then, you know, for me, it's like training lighter now, but it's no rest. And then doing those ab sets in between after that initial hundo. And it's just what works for me as I get older and my joints or whatever from wrestling. So I just, you know, keeping that heart rate up and keep moving. And the fasting, dude, is key. I've seen my my beer belly shrink already. So I'll take it.
Well, it's great too, because Gallows has seen, you know, me and Gallows have been together for a long time now. So he's seen me at 240 and he's seen me at 183. I mean, and that's because I'm a real brother that gone both ways, you know, like
we've seen each other's ups and downs for sure.
Yeah.
And we know when we look good or when the other one looks good, you know. We don't mention it.
we always say in Japan we had body dysmorphia the wrong way because we were fat as fuck, but we thought we looked good.
We thought we looked great. Look at them shoulders. Good, dude. Look at them shoulders and arms.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, the guy fell off the rails this year. I mean, I didn't hit 230 or anything, but I started the contest. Like when I signed up January 3rd, I was 208. That's not way off the rails, but I don't want to be 208. And I woke up this morning.
You need to be like 190, huh?
Yeah, 185, 190, and I'm around your size-ish, right?
Yep.
But of course, Corey G's 213 looks like a lot better than a lot of other people's 213.
I looked at that picture hard because I was like, that's a pretty damn good 213 right there.
I mean, that's a really good 213.
I don't think I was supposed to weigh that much. So like I start to get a little cottage cheese looking stuff going on my stomach. I can't really feel on that, but I was also kind of going through a couple of injuries and I was trying to get healthy. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to eat. I'm going to lift. I'm going to get into a powerlifting meet and then I'm just going to peel it back down and feeling real healthy now. And super motivated. The other thing is when people are buying a stack at Max Effort, I haven't released the book out anywhere else, but I do have it here to how to build confidence and win at life. They're able to get that free with one of their orders if they want to. And that's just kind of a combination of stories, kind of like we led off with and just, you know, some building principles and building confidence for people. And so like, I'm just trying to do everything. I try to get the book done in time because I'm trying to do everything possible to create motivation so people can create change. At the end of the day, do we want to sell more supplements? Of course we do. But if we don't get results, no one's coming back. The reality is that the programs work, the motivation has to be there. And I'm trying to teach principles that can actually contribute like to a quality of life. Max Effort can be applied in anything, right? And that's what we're really trying to do here. So I think there's a lot of like really unique things that's happening around the brand and myself and just all the team here in general.
All right, real quick here, because I promised I would be better about all this stuff. I've got a couple things to run through. The Machine Gun is doing machine gun things, but I'm a gypsy at heart. I will be on the road Friday, February the 4th, next week. I got a virtual signing in New York City with Golden Ring Collectibles. Brian Myers told me if I don't promote this stuff, he's going to be highly pissed off at me. So here I am. Saturday, February 5th from 1 to 3, Wrestling Universe in Queens. That night, WrestlePro at the Rahway Rec. Killer Instinct, Scarlet Bordeaux, Killer Cross, lots of fucking people, but me, the big LG. Show starts at 8 p.m. And then on Sunday, February the 6th, this is the reason you asked me to promote this shit. Create a Pro, Brian Myers, Matt Cardona, hot act in the business right now. But what I care about is for the first time ever, AEW versus Impact, Bear Bronson, him and his partner, Bear Boulder, grew up watching me. We're having a no disqualification street fight. Scott D'Amore took the reins off and allowed to have a fight on the independents, and I will be there doing it. So check me out in New York City, New Jersey this coming weekend. And please, everybody, rate, like, and subscribe to the Talkin' Shop vlog on YouTube. You can see the insides and outsides of how fucking crazy we truly are. Last but not least, in Georgia, March the 12th, Rock and Roll Farewell. The Rock and Roll Express are on their farewell tour. Machine Gun and I always put them high on our Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling. We got the Rock and Roll Express in the house. We got the Good Brothers. We got Crazy Steve. We got Arn Anderson managing his son, Brock Anderson, against John Skyler, and a live podcast to follow. March the 12th, Dublin, Georgia, www.thelpwg.com. Carbs have always killed me, but I was at my doctor, I don't know, a month or two ago. He goes, man, your cholesterol is high. And I was like, well, I've been half-ass committed to this keto for so long. And he's like, that everybody that I have come through here who does that diet, you can drop weight quickly, but you can't sustain a healthy lifestyle because your cholesterol shoots up from all the shit you're eating and all the fat you're taking in. And then I was like, well, maybe I need to fucking get back to fasting and some leafy green vegetables and lots of water and get clean protein instead of trying to just eat cottage cheese all the time and take the shortcut, because it's not doing anything good for my long-term health for sure.
I think keto is a great strategy, but I agree with it. It's really hard to keep up. Eating 30 to 50 carbs like is almost impossible, I think, for a long term. I think when you can build up the furnace through the lunges, through certain type of conditioning, whatever, and if your base is like way higher than that, which is what ours is on AF, it's like you then can sustain it because you don't feel like you're so depleted all the fucking time. Yes. And because most people eat only red meat within the keto thing, you have to almost
you have to put red meat
because because it's the only way you're going to get your energy. So it's like you can rotate all different types of lean meats with the whey. And I have hereditary heart problems, so I keep an eye on that. But I eat a lot of red meat, but because of the other kind of lifestyle stuff, I haven't had too many problems with it. But I've been adding in more salmon and turkey and all that type of stuff. But that's exactly what happens. It can go fast, but it's hard to sustain. And I realize that's not reality for a lot of people.
I love red meat still to this day, but like we had salmon last night. I had chicken the night before because I'm like 38 now, a history of heart problems in the family, high blood pressure, cholesterol, all that shit. You don't want to go down that road too far, especially if you have that stuff, you know.
Live like a brother.
Ooh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
no, totally. Yeah, live like a brother.
Well, I was saying we were on the road.
Doesn't help at all either.
especially if you want to live like a brother, this is actually the perfect diet to pop onto because every now and then, like if I'm on the road, I can't lie, it gets a little tough. Because we were on the road a lot this last year, but that's where you got to slap yourself. But the other day I was like, I mean, I might have myself a cold one. I swear I heard Corey's voice go, who the fuck needs a beer on a Tuesday?
I swear that's one of my best sayings.
Oh, it's the truth. And it was a Tuesday. I really didn't need it. I wanted one, but who doesn't want one every day, right? But
of course. Right, I have Guinness on tap in my fucking basement. Of course I want a beer on a Tuesday.
Right.
I
said, right.
Chad, drive the fuck home. So I drove home and I was like, man, thank you. Like it just that's the kind of thing though. Cause you know, we went on the road to wherever we were this last weekend. I've been hitting my lunges for, you know, I'm back on the 22 days straight of 30 minute lunges. That's so, awesome. but we ate a lot this weekend. Like we brothered it up. And I came home a month and I didn't want to weigh myself. I was like, fuck, I'm going to be like 215 or something. And then my Monday weight was 205. And I went, fuck, what? How? Like it was like one of those, like I fucking pumped myself. I was like, exactly. That means I'll be, you know, under 2 by the Friday. And then we start all over again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time the contest is over, we're running hot and I got a fucking Mercedes Benz, baby.
Yeah, boy.
Here we go.
If you don't mind, like people always talk about conditioning and stuff, but as we wrap up, like people always jump on an elliptical or they go and do like, you know, they walk on a treadmill for an hour or they might try some HIIT stuff. Like, but something that's changed my life, like some of the boys, some of the people that don't understand it will make fun of me. Like when I'm just kind of lunging around, and I don't mean make fun. They'll just be like, fuck, is that all you do, bro?
They don't really
like,
know what's going on. Yeah.
Right.
Or my neighbors have even been like, what is it? Like, is that all you do, Chad? Like that's, I'll go outside and just fucking lunge around. Or I do it on the beach when we go on vacation or not, whatever. But like, how did you even realize or recognize that like that's like probably the greatest conditioning that I've ever had?
So you got to remember, I've been doing this is my career, right? Since 99, I've been full-time in fitness. I never had another job. I've created my own job within it. So I'm always looking for different protocols, looking for better ways to do it. I had developed really bad knee tendonitis and I couldn't squat at all. This is before I squatted all the time. This is like, you know, well over 10 years ago. And I was getting ready for a bodybuilding show. I already paid for one and it was on the calendar. And I was thinking to myself, I was driving home from the gym. I'm like, what can I do that's going to just blast my legs and get me ready for the show? And I remember Ronnie Coleman doing parking lot lunges with like 225. Now he wasn't doing distance. He was doing like, I don't know, maybe 30 yards or something, you know, like that. I was like, I'm just going to stop by the track. I'm just going to lunge a lap and see what happens. I'd never done it before. Never seen anybody do it. So I go and I'm touching my knee and I'm doing it. And I get about 200 in and that shit is hard. I make it a lap, which is 400 meters at the track. And I get back in my truck. I drive home and I get up the next day. One, I was embarrassed how sore I was. And I'm a fitness, like I'm supposed to do this for my job, right? And I'm like, I'm embarrassed. Pro, I'm like Bambi out here. So I'm like, all right, I'm embarrassed about this. So then I started to think to myself, I should just try to string a couple of days together. Like, and I don't think I did like the immediate next day because I was so sore, but then I went back like a day later. And then that week I might've done it three or four times. And I noticed that then it felt better than walking on the treadmill. I didn't even do it for that purpose. I did it for literally a look, like a bodybuilding look purpose initially. Then when I started to think, I was like, could this replace? I started asking myself, because I was at that time, I'm already like in my like mid 30s. So I'm still doing sprint work and some shit that's kind of hard on my body. I'm like, could this replace all of that other stuff? And I wasn't sure yet. And one of the things I hate most about the super like crazy diets is I'm always really weak at the end of my shows. I wanted to be fucking strong. I'm really like a power lifter stuck in like a fitness model's body, which sounds funny, man, but that's really what I am. So I was like, fuck it. I want to be ripped and be fucking strong. So then I started saying, I'm just going to go every day. And I worked up over that next year to a mile with a 40-pound vest one time. I tried to do a mile with an 80-pound vest. I only made it 3/4. That was a fucking brutal. What I did is I was doing 800 meters with a 40-pound vest almost every fucking day. And I got fucking shredded. 100%. Then on top of that, I made some of my best powerlifting numbers shortly after that, once I start squatting all the time. So like in that 2 or 3 year window where I really dialed it in, it became my sole source of conditioning, cardio, whatever you want to call it. Scientifically, I can't explain it, but here's the best way. In layman's terms, if you walk on that treadmill for a fucking hour and then you get off, it stops. There's no more burning going on. Now, if you do sprint work, that's a little close. That's almost like where the body will keep kind of revved up for a little while longer. When you fucking lunge and you're eating mostly what you should be, and you put a streak together multiple days, you start to build a furnace that's so fucking hot. That's what allows us to be able to cheat like that.
It's getting through that first week is what you tell people,
it takes,
right?
10 to 14 days to adapt. Your first day and your 14th day will feel wildly different than each other. And then after that, the momentum's wild.
The first 3 days, you're like, I can't eat. I can't.
You can't sit on the toilet. You can't get out of your truck. None of it.
Once you bust through it, then you start seeing what the results is ridiculous.
And here's your point, Chad. Yeah. You can do it anywhere. I've done it in cruise ship hallways where people are getting hammered. They're coming home. They can barely get to it. I'm fucking lunging down the cruise ship because it would take me like 30 minutes to go up and back inside for how big those things are on the beach. Fucking, you can do it anywhere. So during the pandemic, a lot of people didn't have a fucking treadmill. They had some dumbbells and they could lunge, and I had something for them. And that's why I got really busy, because I had answers. It's something that can be applied anywhere, which is why I think it's become really popular.
I can say this. I was sweating so much from it the other day. I really wanted to test it. And I was like, fuck, how much weight am I losing? Not that it matters. It's just a water weight, right? So I was 201 that day. Went outside and I hit it for 30 minutes. And I'm just soaked. And I went upstairs and I was 199. And I'm just like, I lost 2 pounds. Wow.
it puts a burn on you. Like, and that's the thing is, because you're not moving that fast. But if you touch your knee and you're getting a good pace, the second 15 minutes as your heart rate's up and it stays, you'll blaze it. But yeah, it's somewhere in between sprints and like farmer's carries and that type of stuff. It's like in that kind of weird universe, but I haven't found anything that's made my metabolism faster than that.
I get LG on the lunges. He hates. So when he did some of his initial WWE training, they did so much squatting. And I'm so sure. much like air squatting, he said that once he got done with it, he said, I'll never squat again.
We would do 500 squats every morning before we'd start training. But you guys got me on it. I was doing, I was squatting and lunging, not like you guys, but then I have a little knee issue that we're working through that I don't really want to talk about. Yeah. So I'm literally sitting here listening to you guys thinking, how is there a way for me to get back to this with this knee thing going on? I might have to do some fucking half-ass lunges or something, but I already got trained a bunch this of morning.
LG, what
now,
you
now I want to now I want to lunge this afternoon.
I got you though, LG. What you need to do is most of the knee stuff, whether it's patella, whether it's VMO, whatever. If you walk backwards, so this is like a process. So some people come to me and say, I got some like knee stuff I got to clean up.
Yeah.
And Ben Patrick's making this really popular right now too, but we've been doing it in powerlifting for a long time. Walking backwards with the sled doesn't have to be heavy. It can be a 45-pound plate, 45, 25, just 15, 20, literally just find a big ass parking lot and walk backwards, not run, not DB backpedal, literally just walk. So you push through your toes. And so what it does is it puts all kinds of blood all around the knee, make it super strong. You do that after you lift weights for a few weeks, then introduce the lunges, you'd be good. Or you can turn the treadmill off and just do the same thing on the treadmill. So leave it, they call it dead mill, leave it off, stand on it and do the same thing and just push through your toes. And like you do that for 10, 15 minutes, dude, it'll blow up and put tons of blood through the VMO, around the knee, the patella. I healed up my patellas that way.
I'm going to try that on the treadmill when we're done. That's great.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. So put your butt. So LG, put your butt like all the way against like the machine.
The back. Just kind of
And then wedge yourself in there and then just move the belt.
Hey, you know what LG also does, Corey? You're a big proponent of the 100 ab wheels a day, right? Four sets, 25 or 10 of 10, whatever.
Yeah.
LG does straight one set of 100.
That's impressive. That's impressive. Well, low back strength.
I never looked like you guys, but I have a really intense ab wall because I was a fat kid. And when I got in high school, I lost a bunch of weight and I would do 1,000 crunches a day. So I've always kind of like maintained that. And then when you guys got on the ab wheel, Chad brought it to Japan. I'd seen it in the gym, but just dismissed it. And then he's like, well, don't talk shit. Get down here and do it. And I did like 12. And I felt like such a fat loser because these guys, I mean, they're doing sets of 25, whatever.
Sure.
And then I was like, I got to go home and get this to where I can do it. So then I just made it to where I have to do 100 a day. And this is something cool that I haven't shared much about. But my son, he's 14 now. Mm-hmm. He's playing freshman basketball. He's super into the gym. That's something we're doing. He'll come home from the basketball game. He did it last night. He goes, Dad, let's get downstairs and see if I can hit 195. I said, you hit 185 last week. Let's do it. But the ab wheel, because he's got my genetics, so there's always a little gristle down there around the waist. Mm-hmm. He got on it. So I bought him one to take to his mom's when he's not here. And then we have ours here. We got the little pad he puts down. He gets down there and rocks 100 every single day. And he's 14 years old. It's fucking awesome to see him do it. Cause I'm like, I was doing shitty crunch sets. Belting out 100 ab wheels. I said, dude, by the time you're 18, like your ab wall is going to be fucking this thick. It's insane. Well,
it makes your core so fucking strong.
Yeah.
Dude. That's really cool. My son just did his first powerlifting meet. He's 16. So he back squatted 402. But in the meets, you have to go down, you know, parallel or whatever. And the judge will hit you in the leg. He makes 380 on his second one, which is really solid in the high school division.
And then he makes
402 and the record's 430. So he has to make the 402 to get a chance. They'll give you a fourth attempt to break a record. So he looks at me and he's like, Dad, I can squat 431. I go, yeah, I think you can too. I was like, but I can't jump you from 380 to 431. It's your first meet. I was like, so let's just make 402. It is the first time he ever did it. Anyway, so he made the weight, but they turned it down because they didn't go deep enough. But I just went off with the guy. So it was like a human error thing. But 380 gave him the biggest squat at 148 in the gym.
That's awesome.
He got his name. My name's been wiped off the board for years. I got a lot of fucking strong guys right now. But I have my son's name is on the squat and one at 148. So that was a pretty cool finding.
It was cool, man.
So I've had a similar kind of feeling that you have. It's like a different level of like bonding through the iron for sure.
Corey G, we appreciate you, baby. Thank you for coming in.
Man, I appreciate you guys.
Sorry, it's been so long. We got to get you in more often so we can motivate.
We're gonna get in more. And we're going to get one. I can't wait for the one at the Arnold. So March 5th and 6th, the Max Effort Muscle team will be there, maxeffortmuscle.com, as well as your world famous good brothers. Come see us. Come see Corey G. And we'll be rocking it March the 5th and the 6th.
Most importantly, let's sign up for the I Want Abs contest.
Yes.
Yes. One more time. Let's hear those prizes for those of you who need that kick in the ass.
Everything they got to do. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got it. So maxeffortmuscle.com. We literally have a whole page just dedicated to the details. It tells you exactly what to do, what we're giving away. It's right on the homepage. You can click the button on the menu and it says, I want abs 2022. Mercedes-Benz prize one, $20,000 Rolex, the James Cameron Deep Sea prize two, $10,000 in Pack Protocol crypto prize three. The other seven prizes are $1,000 in supplements and 500 in supplements and all these things. The total prize pack is 60 racks. So you got 60,000 in giveaways and, you know, shoot for the fucking car for God's sakes. And what happens if you drop 25 along the way? You know what I mean? It's good.
This ain't no motherfucking gimmick. I'm signed up and I'm coming for that goddamn car.
I like that you officially signed up. That's amazing.
I signed up and I'm telling you, my before pictures, I was going, ooh.
Yeah. The reality check's always like that.
I thought I was looking smooth too. And I did not like those before pictures at fucking all. So that I'm telling you, I'm coming for that Benz. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Love it.
sign up for it. Corey G, thanks for coming in.
Hey, I appreciate your guys' support with the brand and myself, and thanks for having me on.
Corey, thank you, baby.
Corey, appreciate thanks,
you. Brother. All right, see you guys.
Appreciate it, dog. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We actually got our work done from home today, podcasting and talking shock from home, where we might actually get stuff done. Gallo's not being wall-eyed.
I'm not drunk.
Me being all over. That's what I mean. Well, you're not normally wall-eyed.
I know. I'm only wall-eyed when I'm drunk.
You're not usually a googly-eyed bastard. It's
yeah, I'm not hood-eyed for fuck's sake.
It's usually after a long show, we're just so excited to be done with having to be at a show that you just
to drink.
You just got a bottle. A bottle of wine's gone within 20 seconds.
Straight to the fucking head.
Hold on, real quick. AEW catering, we'd be fucking. We'd have a bottle of wine done with a bottle of wine to be done in 5 minutes
before anybody else walked in.
Thanks for listening to Corey G. We're out. Guys.